sell counterfeit news radio. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot, 7:05, November the 29th. Good morning. Shake yourselves, grab that cup of coffee. We've got a hot show on today. We've got some gents here that want to do away with all the environmental laws in the state of California. And not only that, they've already got an initiative approved. Now all they have to do is get a few signatures on it so that you can vote on this. In our general election. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're also going to be talking about with our deputy fire chief today about fire safety during the holiday season, which seems to be a problem. Yeah, little known facts that, some of the furniture and stuff you have can get to, like, instant combusting temperature. In like 4 minutes, where it used to take 30 or 40 minutes. Now it takes a lot less time. But we're going to be talking about that and also how to prevent that. Wow. And I'm joined, of course, by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Bad Bob, has somebody moved the furniture around in here?
Somebody moved the furniture?
Has somebody moved furniture around in here? I mean, does this seem like this is wider, that this table has been moved closer to you?
No, because there's about an inch of clearance between these two tables.
So our studio table with the microphones on it, it's the same distance as it has been?
Perhaps you've lost weight, sir.
Well, thank you, Bad Bob. Maybe, yes. Obviously, that's it. Hey, Linda's on assignment today. She's the one that's just doing all this work and all this trying to get the house. You know, in one day we had the heater, the dishwasher, and something else break. And all under the home warranty, though, so everybody came out and fixing things. Anyway, okay, today, like I said, we've got the people coming in from the California Watershed Posse, but there's a lot of other things we're going to talk about before we get there. And one of the things that we just want to start off with is, you know, they want to move the switching station or the sorting station from the post office. They want to move it to. They're looking at moving the postal facility, which is the sorting facility, from the one on Churn Creek Road. It hires, I don't know, 59, 60 people. But what it means is that the mail, the local mail, would be trucked 161 miles south to Sacramento for sorting and then trucked back to Redding for delivery. And you know how you used to be able to get your mail in one day? Try 2 or 3 days now. And it would save the post office about $2 million, and considering the post office is running at a $5.1 billion deficit right now, it may be something to look at. You know, what I think is, I mean, why don't they take a look at not delivering on Saturdays, or have they already stopped that? If they don't deliver on Saturdays, how many hundreds of millions of dollars could they save not delivering mail on Saturdays? Something to take a look at too. But shutting down, it's more than just you getting your mail 2 to 3 days, instead of just one day. You're talking about then, does this take away the discount that the bulk mail gets, you know, say for our nonprofit organizations? If that takes away that discount with something that costs them $150 for mailing is not going to, you know, double. So if that's the case, it's going to, impact again on, you know, nonprofits that are many times running on a shoestring trying to help people in our community. That's something to think about. I tell you what, and while we're thinking about that, let's go to Wells Fargo and our advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 52 points at 11,575. The S&P 500 is positive 6 at 1,198. The NASDAQ is positive 4 at 2,532. Active stocks today include American Airlines down $1.39 at 23 cents and Bank of America down 10 cents at $5.15. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 2 cents at $3.26 and XO Group is down 7 cents. At $7.18. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there today, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 2.97%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $3.40 at $17.1790, silver down 14 cents at $32.10, and crude oil up $1.10 at $99.31. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much. We do this every day at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and again in the afternoon. Get our Market Minute. This is Carl on the bot. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back, and what do Californians really think about Occupy Wall Street, people? We're going to talk about the kids that are skipping their school immunizations. Is there more of them all of a sudden, and why are they skipping these immunizations? We want to talk about Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. They have an event coming up, too, we want to talk about. And then the Marines have said, the Commandant of the Marine Corps said, gay Marines, maybe not such an impact. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you've had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, December 4th.
As we bring you the fantasy play, Saraband for a Condemned Man.
A touching and thought-provoking new fairy tale from the future.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:13 in the morning on November 29th. Somebody said maybe that it's Bad Bob that lost weight because he looks further away or something. I'm not sure, but
scratch.
What's the weather like today, Bad Bob?
Today's high will be near 70, but we got patchy morning fog in the meantime, and then overnight lows will be in the 40s. We got a wind advisory coming out of the National Weather Service that'll be kicking up tomorrow morning and then through Thursday, and we could see gusts up to 50 miles an hour. And so if you're driving a high-profile vehicle or you got some items just kind of laying around, you know, you don't have your tarps tied down, stuff like that, could be a problem, so be aware of that. Again, a wind advisory, and currently 40 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards has a lot of things going on. Of course, it's, you know, lunches, pizza, dinners at Thursday night, along with other great entrees, and of course the weekend brunches and dinners. Their gala for New Year's Eve is going to be spectacular. An 18-piece band. They're talking about transportation from down here up and back. So you don't have to drive, you know, from that distance. It's only like about 15 minutes from here. But it's still, they're going to provide transportation as part of it. Gambling, a big casino night, six-course dinner. Give them a call at 474-5546. Okay, Occupy Wall Street. It seems like a new survey finds that Californians are evenly split over the Occupy Wall Street protest movement, though a decisive majority say they agree with the reason for the protest. Well, I find 46% of the state residents identify with the movement and 49% don't. So the majority of people don't really identify with the Occupy Wall Street people. And nearly two-thirds of Democrats identify with Occupy, while fewer than one-fourth of the Republicans do. Gee, that's a big surprise. And they found that 58% agreed with the reasons for the protest, although they differed over who's to blame for the country's economic problems. It seems like Californians still believe that the Bush administration is responsible for the economy by a 5-3 margin over the Obama administration. Somebody needs to explain to me how they come up with that. I mean, it's been 3 years. Everything that Obama has done has made it worse. Even Obama's not blaming it now on the Bush administration. But then again, this is California, where they still believe we need a high-speed rail line from nowhere to another nowhere spot. And they actually believed that it was only going to cost, what was it, $10 billion? And it's up to $30 billion now. And now they're trying to get that fixed, but, of course, that won't happen because they will be fooled again by people saying, oh, no, 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 this is going to be great. This is going to, you know, green power, green power, green power, which, of course, as we talked about the other day with the PUC, is getting ready to raise this Public Utilities Commission that is appointed by the government, yet he can't fire them. You know, why? How can you appoint somebody to a commission and not fire them? How do you get rid of them then? Do they just, like, term out? Meanwhile, they're getting ready to raise the electric rates. It could be 2.5 times for the PG&E people because of the green energy thing. But it could be a lot more. And people have no idea how much they're going to be paying for energy. How do you get industry to start if you don't know how much they're going to pay for energy? If you've got something that just turn on the lights and you don't know how much it's going to cost, why would you do that? Again, Californians and their infinite wisdom on spending money they don't have. All right. You know, one of the things that's come up that's been big and in the news and you wonder about it was the one that did away from the don't ask, don't tell part of the service. In other words, gays could serve openly in the military. And you know what? And I questioned that. I said, you know, I'm not opposing this, but I just wonder what kind of impact it could have. I look at it as a point of respect and being able to respect the people around you and your leaders. If you truly think that homosexuality is a out of the mainstream lifestyle, and then you see somebody that's in charge of you, that's going to take you or send you to battle, and you see them kissing, and they are the feminine member of, you know, of a duo, and it's two guys. I mean, is that going to have an impact? Is it going to have an impact in the cohesiveness of a unit? And this was questioned by the head of the Marine Corps, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, James Amos, and also the Army, saying that we're not sure what's going to happen, and we should like hold off on this until we get out of combat. Well, according to the Associated Press, Major Marine General James Amos, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, and who had opposed the military lifting the bans on gay servant openly, acknowledges his concerns have proved unfounded, that the repeal had proved unfounded that the repeal would undermine the war effort. He says it's become a non-event. And he sees no sign of disruption in the ranks, even on the front lines. Now, I find that heartening. But I also find it just, I also have one other question on this. This just happened. The people on the front lines, the people that are serving, have served together already. These are not new people that have just come in. They are cohesive units that travel together, they train together, they live together, and they go to war together. What about in 6 months? What about in 8 months when the openly gay Marines that will be enlisted or go through the officer candidate ranks come into the play? What's going to happen then when they're new coming in? will there still be a feeling of who cares? And if that's the case, then I think that's great. The last thing you want is consternation in the ranks when you're getting ready to go fight. So, you know, I'll just, you know, from what the Commandant says, it's become a non-event. I think that's great. I applaud our Marines. I applaud everybody that's put this thing together to make it work like that. But like I said, let's just see what happens 6 months to a year from now and see if all of that still continues. I hope it still is a non-event. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 7:24 in the morning, November the 29th. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right. An educated person has more choices in life. Look, we use Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He has fixed little dings, you know, those little things where rocks hit it, up to a 12-inch crack I had in the old Ford windshield. He went in there and fixed it, and you can't even see it. You can't even see it. You know, if you've got a crack in your windshield, if you've been told it can't be fixed, you know, you see these guys on the side of the road that say, hey, I'll repair your windshield. I mean, literally, I've seen that. Repair your windshield. I'm here on the side of the road, and I'm just going to do that for you. Well, you know what? Would you do you really think that's really going to work? How long that's going to last? Well, go down and check it out with Jeff Wurst at Red and Crack Master. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Your windshield is still repairable, even if it's bigger than a quarter of an inch or has grown to a long crack in your windshield of up to 2 feet. That's Crack Master. Okay. All right, Bad Bob, you know, one of the things that happened while we were on the break, and it's going on in the chat room, is the amount of information that's flowing around out there about you, and that people, and as part of the chat room is saying, is that a card, your debit cards are being tracked. How many billions of dollars are being spent just to track what you are buying? And as Indie Guy says in there, they can tell how many people in your home by how much toilet paper you buy. Well, Indie Guy, not so fast on that one, because my mom used to go out and buy, like, you know, reams of toilet paper because it'd be on sale, and tuna fish and other things. If it's on sale, Mom would buy a case of it. So, you know, you might think there's like 50 people in the house, and it was just like Mom and Dad. But, you know, that was just something she did.
Well, this whole thing about big data, and that's kind of the industry term now for this stuff, it's growing, and it is a huge market segment. If you own a Gmail account, the software parses through your messages and pulls ads out and puts them on the sidebar, which most people ignore.
I get that in Facebook.
Yes.
I get that on Yahoo. They put it in, like, in Facebook, all of a sudden it starts coming up with stuff for the military, concealed carry, believe it or not. I mean, all these different things, you know, that and how, I mean, I don't talk about concealed carry on the, on my, I mean, on Facebook. I don't talk about that.
It's very interesting. Even, how are they doing? And it's a scary proposition. Right now, it's being used to sell you stuff, we hope. But in the wrong hands, this data could be severely misused. Think about it, you know, the national healthcare thing. Dude, you've been buying too many Twinkies. We're going to, you know, put you at a different tier than somebody who's eating the right food, the properly government-sanctioned food.
Or here's what they do is they call you in for a body fat measurement or a physical. Huh? How about that? And welcome back, John. JRD is back. I hope everything's okay, John, with you.
Yep.
And that everything that you were doing was great.
So I guess the question boils down to how much of this intrusion into what has been traditionally our private lives are we willing to put up with? And is it too late to put that particular genie back in the bottle?
Are you willing to, you know, with the way that the world is right now, and we're going to have we're going to have a show, a lengthy show, about trafficking, sex trafficking and all, you know, in this and what's happening. We have some experts here that are fighting that right here in our city, that are fighting what's happening up and down the coast and also into in Mexico and Canada. But would you be willing to put a tracker chip in your child so that child could be tracked throughout the United States?
I think that is way over the top.
Would you be willing as a parent to put a tracking chip so that you know if your child is taken, that you could follow that child? You could track your child no matter where the child was taken. Would you do that, Bob? Think about this. Would you do that knowing in today's world where there's people, thousands of people disappearing in the United States every day, and you see people being taken, and what are these Amber Alerts about? Would you put a tracking chip in your child?
I think that you have to make a personal decision about odds. What are the odds? You know, the odds are X that the child would be taken. The odds are Y that information could be used in some nefarious way. And that's a tough call for a parent who is being scared into signing off on this.
Would you put a chip into your child?
No.
You know, just so you know where your child is. Angel says just give them a cell phone. Cell phones can be taken away from them, though, Angel. That's what I'm saying. Would you put a chip in your child if you knew that it could be turned on if that child is missing and not be turned on until then?
I think parents need to be parents and guard their children. But that's just me. I'm old-fashioned. Maybe I have trouble with the brave new world.
You cannot watch a child every second. I mean, you cannot watch a child as bad as it does. I'm not trying to scare people, but this was brought up to us one time, and I felt just like you. No way. I mean, but then I realized that if I I could sell this probably to 50% of the parents, if not more. You could sell a tracking chip in your child.
And therein lies the danger.
Well, you know what? They carry a debit card. You carry everything. You know, you're carrying everything, and they're collecting information so much on you right now. Right now, you can't even take pictures on your phone because they can track you that way. Got to take a break. When we come back. We're going to be talking fire safety. We're going to be talking about Mothers Against Drunk Driving and a few other things. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with the markets searching for direction. Just after 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 57 points. American Airlines parent company, AMR, is trying to reassure customers it's business as usual after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The New York Stock Exchange announced it will continue to review and monitor the listing status of AMR stock. American says the rising cost of fuel and increasing cost of labor forces it to reorganize in order to remain competitive. Home prices fell in September, a sign the housing market continues to struggle. The latest Case-Shiller 20-city index shows prices dropped 0.6%. And a shining third quarter isn't doing much to boost shares of Tiffany today. Earnings for the luxury retailer climbed 63% due to strong global sales. Despite raising its profit forecast for the year, Tiffany gave a holiday quarter outlook that missed Wall Street expectations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda is on assignment, 7:35 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great place to get that coffee at Espresso Joe's. Get that latte. They fix it just the way you want. They've got special Christmas and holiday blends there. You know, like Frosty Jack and all types of different, or maybe that's Jack Frost. There are other types of coffee and any type of accoutrement you could possibly want to buy your loved one for Christmas to make coffee. And the finest walk-in humidor in the state for those special cigars for your loved one, too. We've got something. See, Charles, you're on the line. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Charles?
Well, I was hearing the discussion, and it brought up a question. Who else may be tracking your kid? I mean, if you could track your kid with this special chip, I mean, who else may be tracking them?
You can only turn it on. You'd only turn it on after the child is missing.
But that's what is promised.
Well, I know. Okay. I understand. Everybody
the information
in here.
Can be might. I mean, those little chips may or may not store all the information. Regardless, it's all being processed through
a tracking chip
server or series thereof. And who's hacking into those servers?
Well, it's a tracking chip, and I see things like you know what, Charles? I chip my dog. Why wouldn't I chip my kids?
Well, I would have a hard time.
I don't
doing that,
if
especially
my dog shows up missing. I want somebody to, you know, when if the child is taken someplace or goes through. What about this? If you turn on that chip, what happens if you go through like in a mall? And they have those things you go through to see if you've stolen something on your way out or whatever. Why can't that, like, also pick up a chip of a, and it says, oh my gosh, here's a chip of a child that was been gone for 6 weeks. What about this? What about missing children that run away? They're 13, 14 years old. What about those that the parents don't know what happened to them? And at least they would know that their chip is someplace there in Omaha.
But the information can also be altered so that, someone else's identity information can be read, you know,
they could probably do that, and as Bad Bob says, they could burn out the chip and all that, but but for 90% of them, probably they can't, they wouldn't, so you would just have
then
a way of
finding them. There's also the fact that, I don't want to, at the risk of sounding, a little off. I mean, it does bring us a step closer to the being confronted by the possibility of having
brother.
To choose to accept or reject a mark on the right hand or forehead without which none may buy or sell.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there you
okay.
Go.
Hey, we got to run.
So that's
but those
that's
are good comments,
that,
Charles. But what? I bet you this, Charles. I bet I could sell 50% of the people I talk to putting a chip in their kid. I bet I could do it. I don't believe in it, okay? I don't believe in it personally, but I bet I could do it. Because people are scared. And when people are scared, they do strange things. Anyway, hey, you've got to run, Charles.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Yep, got to run. Thank
was
you.
Was that about those Bye. Who trade liberty for security?
That's it. Those who trade liberty for security. Absolutely. I think that was what? Who was that? Jefferson.
Was that?
That's good enough. Yeah. Jefferson said so many great things, we'll just give him this one, too. Thanks, Charles. Hey, speaking of great things we're going to talk about, here he is, Jerry Gray from our fire department. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Hey, well, you know what? It's that time of the season. We like to talk to people about fire safety because when the chief was here earlier and he talked about how long it takes for a fire really to start now as compared to what 20 years ago? 20 or 30 years ago. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The construction we have now is lightweight. We call it lightweight construction. It's easy to put up. It's cost effective for the consumer. unfortunately, from the firefighter side of things, it's very hazardous. It burns up quick. The structural integrity is compromised very quickly. And we're also decorating the interiors of our homes with items that are no longer made out of natural fibers, wool, cotton, and so forth, mostly synthetics. Most everything we have now is made out of polyurethane, plastics, and so forth. The BTU output of those things, when they burn, is intense. It's many factors more than the previous natural fibers. And so we're seeing fires not only grow faster, but put out more heat than they previously did. The typical fire department response back in the 60s would have had probably 30 minutes before the house was well involved. Now we're looking on the scale of maybe 3 to 5 minutes before a house is fully involved.
Because of the material we've been using here in the last 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, it's a combination of our construction and of the decorating inside, the furnishings and so forth.
Okay. So everybody needs to know that, is that, you know, unless that you've got your house furnished as you would have, as your parents would have 30 years ago, that your chance, you know, you've got to be very aware of what happens, because once that fire starts, you've got 3 to 4 minutes before we are at major fire that can take a house down.
That's correct. It's not uncommon with even the Reading Fire Department response time, which is very comparable to other cities. It's not uncommon for us to show up at these houses, and they're fully involved when we get there.
Yeah.
And we're Johnny Go. We're ready to go.
So. It doesn't do any good if you're there 5 minutes after it starts,
that's
huh?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
5 minutes.
So
if that's a full-fledged, I mean, it starts, though. I mean,
there's a lot of factors involved.
Yeah, there are. But once it starts,
that's correct.
It's gone.
Generally speaking, if it has the fuel, it will grow very quickly, and it will consume this house in a relatively short amount of time.
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here. Our guest, Jerry Clark from the Reading Fire Department. Jerry Gray. I don't know what I'm thinking of here. From the Reading Fire Department. We come back, we're going to talk about fire safety ideas. And if you've got questions for our resident fireman in charge here, give us a call at 530-605-4567 or drop us a line right here in the chat room. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on 5 screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1.
Savings, press 2. For other options, press... Other options, is that correct? Press 3. To go back... For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud...
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Burning down the house. Oh, wait, I was late. 7:45 in the morning, November the 29th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number here. We have the Deputy Fire Chief of Reading, Jerry Gray. Good morning, Jerry.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back.
Thank you.
We have a lot of questions in here in the chat room. One is, can you address fires from electrical vice candle? And just...
Are we talking numbers or percentages?
Yeah, percentages in here.
Well, it's kind of apples and oranges. Electricity is far more prevalent than candles, thankfully, and let me just throw this pitch out. We strongly urge residents to not use candles for the holidays. They are well known to cause fires. There's lots of substitutes out there. But back to the question itself, yes, we respond to a large number of electrical fires, but that's simply because electricity is found in virtually every corner of every structure.
Well, and for this right here is, you know, they're looking at the fact that some people can't pay their electric bills. They own their homes. They've gotten behind it, you know, in the way the economy is. It's not lifestyle choices. It's the fact they've gotten, you know, they have just gotten behind. Reading, REU, can turn off their power. At that point, they get a red tag that says you can't live in a house without power. People own the home, so they have a choice of either using candles or lanterns or flashlights, something like that. And that's where the percentage is. Is it more dangerous to have an open flame?
An open flame is by far more dangerous than electricity itself, especially if the electricity has been properly installed and maintained. Back to this particular example, however, we just don't advocate the use of open flames either for lighting or for heating inside a structure.
Okay. Another question. Why is Reading one of the only cities on the 15 on the I-5 corridor that does not take advantage of automatic aid with CAL FIRE?
Well, we do take advantage with automatic aid with CAL FIRE. And let me add to that, I come from the city of Red Bluff. I've only been at Reading Fire for 3 years. So I'm well aware about the other relationships and the other inner workings of departments. Reading has a mutual threat zone agreement with CAL FIRE and Shasta County Fire, which most other agencies do not have. And during wildland fire season, we are the recipient and the provider of aid to each other's jurisdiction. We continue to explore these possibilities and options, and these are things that we work with all the time. Let me just point out, too, in three of the last main structure fires that we've had here in the city of Reading, where we went three alarms on there. Three alarms taps us and taps the immediate area for basically the Reading area outside of the city. We had in excess of 12... maybe 13 fire engines from other agencies assisting us. So there's this notion that we are reluctant to receive assistance, and that's hardly the case. We're constantly providing and receiving assistance from our neighbors.
I remember the motel fire down the street here. You had, I mean, there were pumper trucks coming from all over to fight that.
Carl, we were worried about coverage many, many miles away from Reading, because of the effect that had by drawing resources.
Because you drew everything in here on that one. I remember that. Yeah.
Are we perfect? No. Could we do better? Yes. And we will continue to explore those possibilities.
What is the average response time for a fire engine to get there?
it all depends. Mm-hmm. I mean, now with District 2 and Station 2 closed, you're going to have a longer.
Which is just up from my house, by the way.
You're going to have a longer response time than we normally would have.
Right.
There's a lot of factors that play into response time, traffic density, location, and so the average response time generally in the city is about 6 to 7 minutes.
Okay, and that depends, again, on what time of the day, you know, all that stuff, because of traffic.
It's very highly variable. Right. At 2 in the morning, you're going to have a much quicker response time than you will at noon.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, our guest is Jerry Gray, who is the Deputy Fire Chief here in Reading. I want to talk about, you know, some hints to people to prevent fires during this holiday season, you know, things they can check, you know, just good safety tips so people don't really have to worry
great
too much
idea.
About it. Okay. This is Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 7:50 in the morning. It's November the 29th. It's 40 degrees out there. It's a good day to go down to Tobacco and Brew at Espresso Joe's and get a cup of coffee. See you there later. That's my name.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, we're delivering as fast as we can. Call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 7:54 in the morning. Our guest is Jerry Gray, Deputy Fire Chief here in Reading. You know, the big question came through, Jerry, when we're going to talk about safety now is frying turkeys. You know, first of all, frying a turkey, I still have problems wrapping my arms around that one. But people obviously do it and they have it. But it also can be a dangerous thing.
Well, anything can be dangerous, Carl. So let's preface that. Turkey fryers are inherently dangerous. But I've known a lot of people who cook their turkeys that way. And
my sister does. They do seven of them on Thanksgiving Day.
Exactly. You know,
and
they've never had an issue. Some things that we recommend is make sure you get one of the new generation fryers that has a much more accurate temperature control. Cook the turkey away from any combustibles, certainly away from your house. And please don't cook it indoors, because if it does flash, it will flash up into your garage rafters, or it'll take out some furnishings or whatever it might do. Do it outside. So we're not going to say don't use a fryer. We'll only say that please be very careful when you do so.
Yeah, well, you know, I've seen the video. I think it went viral about these guys that were building a house and decided to fry the turkey outside, and it got away, and there goes the house. So, okay. Safety tips.
Okay, so talk a little bit about these electrical lights and our Christmas lights and such. One thing is make sure that all of our cords are UL-approved lights, and anything you buy new is UL-approved. One thing that we notice is some residents will leave their Christmas lights up all year round. The UV will deteriorate the insulation on those wires, and after 2 or 3 years, they will crack.
So leaving them out in the sun for 2 or 3 years will crack the wires, and then it becomes a safety factor.
Yes, Christmas lights are not intended to be left out year-round. So when you're done, when Christmas has passed, take those things down. So let's get UV lights. You know, some people ask us, well, should we go to LED? Yeah, if you can afford them, but they are still rather expensive to buy. But it's another alternative.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was told that you can put like 50 strands of these LED lights, and it pulls the same amount of power as one of the old strands.
I don't know exactly about that number, but I can tell you that is that's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, because we have them out in the house now, and I was looking at them, and of course they come out a different color, but they just really cut back on your electric.
Right. The old screw-in bulbs, they're called C7 or C9s were the big ones.
Yeah.
You can only put three of those in a daisy chain because of the current that drew through that wire. It would warm the wire up. The new LEDs are just very low current. Certainly an awesome improvement in safety, but you know, I think they're still kind of cost prohibitive for the.
They are pretty costly. Now, what about your tree? What about people that have a live tree?
Yeah, best thing to do is pick out a fresh one. Rub your hand along that branch. Make sure that the needles aren't falling off while you're there at the lot. When you bring it back, cut 2 or 3 inches off the bottom because a plug is formed on there, and it'll prevent any uptake of water. Put it immediately in some water and just keep water on it. You know, it might take a gallon, maybe more, every day, every single day.
Really?
Yes.
So every day you need to put water in there because it'll suck it dry.
Yes, it will.
The big thing, though, is cutting off that end, because otherwise
the pitch has already formed a plug. It's a protection for the tree. And if you don't cut that end off, it won't absorb any water.
Okay.
One last thing I really need to point out. 18,000 falls every year in the month leading up to Christmas during Christmas light installation. 18,000 falls nationwide.
Putting up your lights. That's, I believe, right. That.
18,000 falls. One-third of those, 6,000, requires multi-day hospitalization. So, not good.
No, not good.
Please use those ladders carefully when you get up on your roof. If you have to get up on your roof, use every precaution you can. And don't become one of those statistics.
Yeah, don't balance the kitchen chair on top of a lawn chair and try to reach those lights.
Well, you know, the ladder, if you read the safety warnings on a ladder, it says do not step on this ladder. You know, do not use this ladder. They've had so many safety. Okay, our guest has been Jerry Gray from he's a deputy fire chief of Redding. Probably the last thing I would say is your percentage, and it's a little bit different, a percentage of medical vice fires.
Yes. I'm not sure why we're called the fire department, because 4% of our calls are fires. About 400 calls a year. We go to 9,000 medical calls a year. But in total, we respond to about 12,000 calls.
12,000 calls a year, right here in Redding.
About average, about 30 a day.
Really?
That's what we average, yeah.
But most of them are EMT type, where you go and save people's
80%
lives.
Of them are emergency medical calls, yes.
Okay, so but only... 9% is fires.
4%
is 4%. Fires. What's the other group then?
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. Okay.
Vehicle accidents and other things that we go to. And come back someday and we'll talk about emergency medical dispatching.
We want to talk about that too. So that'll be later on.
No problem.
But we really appreciate you coming by today and talking safety and this. And watch yourselves out there if you're starting to put those lights up. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to a couple of gents from the California Watershed Posse who believe that we should do away with all environmental laws and all environmental agencies. That ought to be interesting. If you've got a question for that, just bring it up to them. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A death from the anthrax attacks of 2001 has resulted in a big government settlement with a victim's family. A live report from Fox News Radio's Evan Brown in Miami.
Ron, Robert Stevens of Boca Raton worked for the publisher of National Enquirer and was killed when a letter laced with weapons-grade anthrax poisoned him. It was part of those attacks on media agencies in Congress just a month or so after 9/11. His family is getting a $2.5 million settlement from the feds, who say they believe somebody from an Army chemical weapons lab was to blame. Stevens was one of five people to die from those anthrax attacks, Ron.
Evan, a bankruptcy declaration by the company that owns American Airlines, and it's a center of attention on Wall Street.
A huge crowd. There's photographers. Traders are there. It is a very, very busy post.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. A company statement says American passengers shouldn't see any impact yet of the Chapter 11 filing. A new report on housing indicates a new downturn. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
Home prices are falling in most major markets. The Case-Shiller Index shows prices down in September, the first decline after five straight monthly gains. Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors blames tight lending standards.
Normally, we would be seeing an average credit score of 720 being good to get a mortgage.
Now banks look for credit scores closer to 755. On the other hand, research group says consumer confidence is up this month to the highest level since July. The report closely watched since consumer spending accounts for 70% of economic activity, Ron.
Jared, a visit to Iraq that was unannounced. Vice President Biden has just arrived there to meet American troops who are in the process of heading home. The vice president will also meet with Iraq's government about his future relationship with the U.S. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place, like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Court date today for an Ohio teen who is suspected of being involved in a Craigslist scheme that led to two deaths.
A judge is expected to decide whether a 16-year-old Akron boy will be tried as an adult on charges that he and an ex-con lured people with a fake Craigslist ad. The teen is charged with attempted murder. 52-year-old ex-con Richard Beasley is being held on an unrelated prostitution charge. Police have linked at least two deaths and a non-fatal shooting to a Craigslist help wanted ad, which sought workers for a farm that didn't exist. Meantime, the 16-year-old's mother says her son has sent her a letter from jail.
I can tell you he said he didn't do it, he didn't hear it, and he didn't see it.
The teen's mom says the ex-con threatened her son. Richard Beasley's mother says her son was a mentor to the Akron boy. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
It's election day in Egypt, actually election days. They started voting yesterday for a new government. This woman in Alexandria is optimistic her vote will mean something for a change.
We used to sit at home and know that there will be papers filled in with our name and with dead people. So this time we do all feel it's a big difference.
But anti-government protesters aren't so sure. They're not convinced. that military leaders mean it when they say they will recognize the results of a civilian election. Residents of a Pennsylvania neighborhood are on a petition drive to change the rules that ban certain holiday lights from home fronts.
That's been our family tradition. That's what I grew up with. That's what my husband grew up with, and even some of my neighbors.
Jennifer Brown lives in Doylestown. That's an eastern Pennsylvania town where a homeowners association allows only non-blinking white lights. More than 200 homes are affected. The football player who stomped on a fallen opponent on Thanksgiving Day has been suspended for 2 games. Defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh of the Detroit Lions put his foot down on Green Bay lineman Evan Dietrich Smith during the Lions' loss to the Packers. Suh has been fined 3 previous times since last year for attacking the heads of opponents. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 8:05 in the morning, November the 29th. It's 40 degrees out there. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's the weather today? Because I think we got a weather advisory, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a high wind advisory over the next couple of days. Gusts could hit as high as 50 miles an hour in some areas, maybe about 30 to 40 down here in the valley. Look for a high today near 70. Tonight's low around 40. It's going to feel actually a little cooler than that, and patchy fog throughout the valley. Currently about 42 degrees in Redding, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. I've got a big soiree going up there on New Year's Eve. Give them a call, 474-5546. Find out more, but I'm telling you, it is going to be spectacular. All right, you know, we're going to change show up just a little bit. We're going to go into our Wells Fargo advisor, who's going to give us the market minute just a couple minutes early today. So we've got we have two guests in the studio. We want to start spending as much time with them as we can to see what their initiative is about. They want us to change the Constitution of the state of California, I believe. So let's go to the Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 59 points at 11,582. The S&P 500 is positive 6 at 1,199, and the NASDAQ is up 1 at 2,528. Active stocks today include American Airlines down $1.31 at $0.30 even. Bank of America down 6 cents at $5.19. Stocks of local interest: Bank of Commerce is down 2 cents at $3.26. XO Group is down 8 cents at $7.17. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.01%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.07 at $99.28. Gold is up $4.80 at $17.19.30, and silver is down 9 cents at $32.15. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have the market minute, 7:10, 8:10, 9:05, and also again in the afternoon. Hey, Mothers Against Drunk Driving are going to be honoring the 30th anniversary of the state Supreme Court ruling making Californians eligible for murder charges if they kill someone while driving under the influence. They're going to hold a candlelight vigil and dedicate a memorial to DUI victims. Tomorrow night, that would be Wednesday night, at the intersection of Cypress and Athens Avenue. And that's the site where Penny Gay Malay and her 6-year-old daughter were killed by a repeat drunk driver in 1979. So that's tomorrow at the intersection of Cypress and Athens Avenue, a candlelight vigil, and we'll give you the time on it, exact time here, and the next time we take a break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our guests are Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy of the California Watershed Posse. They're going to talk about why they believe all environmental laws and environmental agencies should be done away with. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
As soon as you are able.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, We're delivering as fast as we can. Call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 146, Doma Free Fire Media, 8:10 in the morning. Hey, that candlelight vigil, that's going to be at the corner intersection of Cypress and Athens on Wednesday night, begins at 6 p.m. It's going to begin at 6 p.m., and it's going to be honoring the 30th anniversary of that state Supreme Court ruling on DUI, people who drive DUI and kill people. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. It's been in the same location since November 20th, 1985. Phone number there is 365-1479. Saw, knives, router bits, shaper cutters, garden equipment, axes, and saw chains. You know what? There's going to be a lot of wood being cut this year. You can just see it in articles in the paper. They're trying to cut back on electricity costs. They're using wood. Well, the one thing you need is a sharp saw. Otherwise, it becomes dangerous. Well, R&B Sharpening has a great operation. It's been there for decades. And the work they do is just great. And you give them a call, again, at 530-365-1479. They are in 6915 East Side Road, Building 6 in Anderson, California. Right on the way down to Anderson off 273. Okay, our guest, Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy of the California Watershed Posse. And gents, you all are trying to do away with all the environmental laws and the environmental agencies in the state of California. Is that true?
That's correct. Amen.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Oscar, why don't you start off and tell us how you got started in this thing?
Okay. Well, born in San Francisco in 1943 and lived in California all my life. Moved down to the peninsula in the late 40s. Had a small, what I would describe as a small farm there. Raised rabbits and chickens. And when I say we raised rabbits and chickens, I'm talking about having hundreds and hundreds of Rhode Island Reds and rabbits, which was actually a popular food type back in that era, and had horses, etc. My dad was a carpenter, and in the mid-50s, we moved up to Palo Alto and lived there until, I'll just say, ended up living there until about 1991. And in 1988, my brother and I bought some undeveloped property overlooking the city of Half Moon Bay. My brother taught at the high school there, starting in 1965. And we decided, well, we want to build our dream homes. It's something that we wanted to do all our lives. And so we went down to the county planning department, and we said, we'd like to, you know, find out what it is that we got to do in order to build our homes. So they said, well, it's a pretty arduous process here, you know, fill these things out and, you know, make out an application. So we did, and one of the first things we had to do is, of course, we were going to have to put our application in, and it was going to be reviewed by the Planning Commission. So what we did, we invited the entire Planning Commission in the county and all the neighbors within a mile radius of our dream ranch. And to come up, and we had a big barbecue, and he said, listen, where would you like us to put it? Where, you know, it would blend into the community, and what do you think? So they picked the spot, and the Planning Commission unanimously granted us our permits. And then 2 days later, I received a phone call from somebody who said that they were with the Sierra Club, and that they just notified me that they were going to appeal our development permits, our coastal development permits that had just been granted, to the Board of Supervisors. So we had to hire an attorney, and the Board of Supervisors held a series of meetings. Actually, there were four Board of Supervisors meetings there in San Mateo. And the state parks joined the Sierra Club and various open space organizations, and they were opposing my brothers and I development of the ranch because they felt it was a blight on the coastal bluffs overlooking the
this
city
is,
of Happiness.
Now, this is your property.
This is my property, yeah. Yeah.
This is your property that you bought for that purpose.
That's correct, yeah, to build our homes on it. And so
they were going to tell you what you could do with your own property.
That's correct. And San Mateo,
and this is after the city and the county had given you permission.
Well, we are in an area directly behind the city of Half Moon Bay in the coastal zone.
Which, by the way, I am familiar with.
Yeah, Half Moon Bay is the only city in the coastal zone in San Mateo County.
Okay.
The rest of the area is either unincorporated urban, and towns such as El Granada and Moss Beach and Montera, and then the rural lands, and that's what it's called. The rural lands in San Mateo make up actually about 75% of the 220 square miles in the coastal zone in San Mateo County. All that is governed under the Coastal Act, which was adopted in 1980 in San Mateo County. In fact, San Mateo County was the first county in the state to adopt what is known as the Local Coastal Program. Had to be in compliance with the Coastal Act, and it's certified by the Coastal Act. Anyway, we didn't fit into their plan. And the land that we had purchased is part of a historic land grant ranch called the Johnston Ranch. And they said, well, this is all these lands here in the coastal zone will be eventually acquired and turned over to the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the UNESCO project. It's a biodiversity sphere and blah, da, 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 da. We didn't know what they were talking about. Anyway, we went through this arduous process where we were finally in 1991 granted our coastal development permits. It cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars, additional hundreds of thousands of dollars, and to a point that my brother was not able to go forward and build his home because he had used up most of his savings at that point. And so I started construction. I built my ranch, and my wife and I moved into it in 1992. We fast forward a decade later, and in 2001, I had been, that's not correct, actually. In 1998, I had been issued a citation by the county of San Mateo that I had built our stable back in 1993 without the benefit of a permit. At that time, there was over 5,000 horses in San Mateo County, and there were exactly 12 stable permits, of which 8 of those were commercial stables. And the other 4 were in Woodside, and rather large facilities and very beautiful facilities. Anyway, so they issued a citation, and they recorded a on my deed. So so I could not have any work done legally. I couldn't sell the property. I couldn't do anything until that was cleared. In 2001, in August of 2001. They finally said that they were going to legalize the stable permit before the Planning Commission. And I had agreed to any penalties and fines in which the county wanted to assess. And on September the 11th in 2001, I was notified that the Sierra Club and the same organizations that had opposed us initially in developing our property were going to oppose the granting of our stable permit. And they did, and it was appealed to the Board of Supervisors again, And the Board of Supervisors started hearings in January of 2002 that ran through August of 2008. And in August of 2008, they...
Was this all with legal assistance, or did you just... I mean, what took it so long to get from just about a stable? I mean, you're talking about 1,000 horses here?
Well, no, we were talking about three horses.
Three horses.
And the stable permit was going to allow, I think, seven horses. Anyway, in August of that year, and the Sierra Club, during these hearings, which are all videoed, so, you know, I've got them in archives there, asked the county to do an investigation, which they did. They did a court order search of the property looking for additional violations. They came back from that investigation, and they said, well, we had replaced our original water tanks because the fire marshal had ordered us to do it because they were rusting out without permission. We didn't get taxed, so they tagged us for that. In August, the Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to rescind our permits, coastal development permits, and ordered the court order abatement to take down our home and our water systems and to vacate the property.
Let's hold there. I've got to take a break here. So this is after you've lived in your home.
A decade.
And they'd already said it was okay for the home to be there.
Well, we had all the permits and everything.
Permits for the home.
Yeah.
And then so you'd had the home, so you built that. So then you built a stable. And they said, wait a minute, you didn't have the permit to build a stable. So not only did they come back and they look at the stable, they went back on a search throughout the whole property. And then at the end of this, they took away your right to live there and you had to tear down the house even though you had the permits for it?
Correct.
Let's take a break here. You know, I've just heard this for the first time, my friends. You know, and I'm sitting here incredulous with my mouth open, thinking to myself, can this be true? Can this be the United States that I know and love? Carl Lindebaugh, 8:21 in the morning.
Excellence. What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years. From rock chips to cracks, a quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster. 241-8373. 241-8373.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for
for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBob. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's great coffee. They have that Jack Frost coffee. They have exquisite coffee beans for sale, deluxe coffee beans for sale in pound bags. What a great present, a housewarming present. You go to these Christmas parties, just drop off a pound of coffee there too. And what a nice gesture. Plus the finest walk-in humidor in the state. There at Tobacco and Brewing, veterans get discounts there. We're talking to Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy of California Watershed Posse, and we've been listening to this horror story that was happening in San Mateo County, where Oscar had a house there. He, you know, the Sierra Club thought he shouldn't be building there. It cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, but he finally got permission from the county. It took years, but he got that, so they built the home. Then they come back later and say, wait a minute, you don't have a permit for the stables, and there's 3,000 horses in San Mateo County, and in like 5,000 horses, and there was like 11 stable permit. So he said, okay, fine, I'll put in for that. And then at the same time, he said, well, there's a leak in my patio roof. So, you know, he told the inspector, I need to put in for that. Okay, we'll just add that on to the other one. Then it went in front of the board of supervisors. And then the Sierra Club said, no, you can't do both of those at the same time. So the bottom line is that they told you to bulldoze your water supply in your home?
Correct. Okay.
I'm gagging here.
Okay. I'll take a step back and then okay. fast forward.
All right. Yeah, because we want to get into this this initiative you're doing here.
In 1994, the Sierra Club and another open space organization sponsored an initiative just for San Mateo County, and the initiative was called the Coastside Protection Initiative of 1994.
Right.
And under the goals that they have here, I'll just read two of the goals. And one of the goals was to reduce government expenditures, to reduce the cost of San Mateo County taxpayers for roads, law enforcement, fire protection, and other government services for the scattered and remote rural lands. Okay. Under the findings, they write this up, this petition as a finding legal document. They said, well, what are the development threats? Pursuant to the extensive development on the coast, are severe. The pressure for development on the coast is severe, and the proposed construction of increased water supply and additional sewer would cause expansion. So the San Francisco Public Utilities had just announced in 94, a few months earlier, that they were going to bring a pipeline over the Highway 92 to the coast so the coastal communities would have sufficient water. We were running out of water. I formed an organization. There was this initiative did not move forward as far as the it didn't go on the ballot, even though they qualified it. They had enough signatures. They said, well, we'll process it before the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission. I formed some organizations, the Coastal Family Alliance, and I was also the secretary for the Higgins Canyon Homeowners Association. The following year, in 2005, I formed the California Watershed Posse. We're actually a 501c3, a nonprofit resource management planning council. So we are seriously about what we do. And we were the opposition. And the outcome is by the 1998, this initiative proposal was defeated. And they never forgave me for that. I also suppose the Devil's Slide bypass, excuse me, tunnel project, and I held them up in court for 6 or 7 years, and I was the sole opponent to it in the Bay Area. So by the time we got into the early 2000s, they were going to do away with me personally. So what happened after the...
When you say do away with you personally, do you mean like kill you?
No.
Or just talking about legal, just keep on suing you and doing things to force you out of there?
Well, bankrupt us.
Bankrupt you,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, bankrupt us. And force us to sell our property to the Open Space District. When we acquired our property in 89, we were surrounded by about 40,000 acres of all privately held property. Today we are surrounded by 40,000 acres of land that is owned by the Open Space District.
Is that a private organization? Open Space District?
No, the Open Space District is what is called a special district, so they get a parcel tax. But they have a sister organization.
Who's they?
The Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District that covers...
Is that a state thing?
No, it's a special district. Special district, they have special districts for water and for, right. You know, all sorts of mosquito abatement, but they get parcel taxes.
We got 1 minute left here before we go into a break and we come back. Do you still live in your house?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good. I mean, I would feel really bad if they'd forced you out and then bulldozed your house. When we come back from the break, I want to talk. Maybe need to fast forward here. I see what the background is in this, and you started getting, you know, you were just kind of a quiet guy until all of a sudden you were having to be, you know, you were being assaulted on all sides just because you wanted to live on your house and property you bought. So, okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to get into the initiative about doing away with all the environmental laws. I think that's an interesting concept. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. It's 40 degrees out there. We're going to break for the news. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Joe Biden's on an unannounced trip to Baghdad to meet with Iraqi leaders and our troops preparing to pull out at the end of the year. A sentencing hearing for Michael Jackson's doctor just starting in Los Angeles. Prosecutors want the maximum.
Dr. Conrad Murray's been in custody ever since a jury found him guilty of involuntary manslaughter earlier this month. The maximum penalty is 4 years in prison. Murray's lawyers are pushing for probation.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal in L.A. One Republican presidential candidate going after another.
Newt Gingrich tells Fox affiliate WSC in Charleston, South Carolina, he doesn't claim to be perfect.
I just claim to be a lot more conservative than Mitt Romney and a lot more electable than anybody else.
Gingrich says it's one thing to change your position when the facts change, but it's another to shift for political gain.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 84 points. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Meeting. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment. 8:35 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there, I think, unless you're lying to me there, Bad Bob. No, it's 39 degrees. It's gotten colder. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Just go in there, sit down. National Geographic Magazine, Car and Track, Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? What can I say about this barbershop? I go there. Bad Bob goes there. Police go there. Firemen go there. Our friends go there. You can't ask for a better barbershop. I'm sincere about that. I have never had a bad haircut out of there for all these years. And I've enjoyed every time I've gone in there. That Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. If you have not been there, just go on down. Sit in there. Get your haircut. It's a great place. Okay, our guest, Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy from the California Watershed Posse, and we haven't heard from Joe yet, but we will, I'm sure. Okay, now we're moving into the litigation which started this whole thing. Then I guess
that's correct.
Okay,
and this is at the end of the trail.
End of the trail here.
Okay,
okay, we've gone through the whole thing. If you're just tuning in, that Oscar had bought property along with his brother to build homes in his ranch up above Half Moon Bay, down in San Mateo County. They were initially fought by the Sierra Club and some California agency.
Open space. State parks.
They won that. They built, well, your brother couldn't because it took all of his money just to have the right to be able to build on his property that people had sold to him.
Right.
So you built yours, and then they came back and did, you know, they came back on things like, oh, you didn't get a permit for this or this. The house was fine. It was a stables. And so then you went back into the battle with them. And once the battle was joined, you all went after each other on several different levels, I assume.
It was war, and it was a war over our water resources because we're on groundwater out there, and it was a war between those of us that live there, in the rural lands, the farmers primarily, and some ranchers. That had been there many generations, 2, 3, 4 generations, and the Sierra Club and the Enviros were going to be taking all our lands and turning it over to the Golden Gate National Recreation Area.
Okay, all right. What happened next?
Okay,
so we got like 20 minutes left.
Okay, so they ordered in August of 2002. The Board of Supervisors ordered the abatement of my property. Okay. And we had to pay for new permits within 30 days, and it had to be completed. The bulldozing of the lands had to be completed within 90 days. We sued them in court. We sued them in Superior Court first, and what is known as a writ of mandate, which is it's not for damages. It's saying, look, you have violated the rule of law here and treated us unjustly. You know, give us our permits. Let's, you know. They stretched that out, and they started other punitive actions, which I won't get into. And we filed a suit in federal court, essentially for whistleblower retaliation. And under the First and 14th Amendment, they had retaliated against us because we were an opponent of the Board of Supervisors and the Sierra Club and the power structure there, and they had not treated us equally as others. That's a violation of the 14th Amendment. We ended up filing three lawsuits in U.S. District Court in San Francisco, all at the same time. We went to trial in October of 2005. In the midst of trial, after we had put on what is known as our case in chief, the supervisors, rather than taking the witness stand the following day, which they were ordered to by the judge, decided to settle. And the settlement was that they would issue us all our permits and also give us a permit to put cellular antennas on our property, as many as we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That was in that agreement was signed before the judge on October of 2005.
I hope they were going to pay for your law.
Well,
the legal fees.
There was no settlement on legal fees. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So they actually issued those permits on January the 27th, 2009, and by that time, my wife and I, my wife is as a family dentist, has rectal practice, were insolvent. We expended over $3.6 million in legal fees over that decade. And so fighting to hold on to our property and complying with all the laws, they had busted us. That's what led me to writing this. Last year, I wrote the first time around what we call this year the California Bill of Rights. And you can find our website by going to cabillofrights.org. The website's up. You can get a lot of history as to the background. But what you're going to see there, it's a very small site, is the legislative analyst office opinion and the title and summary. And you'll see a copy of the petition in which we're about to circulate.
Okay, let's take a quick break here, and we come back and just talk about that petition. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy from the California Watershed Posse. They have been in Oscar's been in a battle with the environmental agencies or groups and the board of supervisors from San Mateo County. The whole thing for well over a decade here, and in fact, approaching two decades. At this point,
20 years.
Okay, we'll come back. We're going to talk about the initiative to do away with the environmental agencies and the environmental laws here in California.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Your chances are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the rim.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bob Linda's on assignment, 8:45 in the morning, November the 29th. It's 39 degrees out there. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're chatting and streaming on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Do you want to really upgrade the looks of your home for very reasonable prices? Then you need to go to Estate Granite and Marble and talk to Mike. His phone number there is 241-STONE, 241-STONE, or 7866. And his website is estategranite.com. And let me tell you, I've been out to where he works. He does the work himself. It's just absolutely beautiful. He guarantees it. And this is a way to upgrade the appearance of your home at a price that is going to surprise you. Again, this is Estate Granite and Marble. Give them a call at 241-STONE or 241-7866. Our guest, Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy from the California Watershed Posse, and we're going to go to the phones first. John, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Carl, and thank you very much. And good morning to Bob and Linda in absentia, of course. Oscar, I have a question for you, if I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, do you feel that this was personal, or did it become that way after you challenged the bureaucracy?
I take it very personal.
Okay.
It certainly didn't start out that way. I just my background. I come from the healthcare industry. I was with Johnson & Johnson for 30 years, so I was used to working with government. And getting things through, let's say, like the FDA, what have you there. And so, but I had no idea that here on the peninsula, really the place of my birth, that these non-governmental entities like the Sierra Club had such power and political influence, and they had the ability, literally, to take away all our God-given rights.
I am very familiar with a similar fight, but probably not as large as yours turned out to be, that Larry Ellison of Oracle had with the environmental agencies there in San Mateo County in his home in Woodside.
I know the story very well.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Anyway, has he been supportive of you at all? And I'm sure he could be.
No.
Or is he aware of your situation even? Because I know that he has very strong feelings about the what happened to you?
Well, that's a great question. The answer is no, and I can tell you this. Whether it be the most powerful, some of the most powerful labor unions in the state that helped build Ocean Colony in Half Moon Bay, they are all terrorized by the political retaliation by the Sierra Club and the body politic in San Mateo County and San Francisco. I mean, we live within the belly of the beast. And,
I lived
most
of my life in San Carlos. I'm very familiar with the people that you're talking about in this situation and the power.
Well, let me give you just a current. I mean, I'm having in front of me here the Half Moon Bay Review of last week's paper. And there's a front page story above the fold that says, Judge Fines City for Coastal Act Violation. And, in a phrase, what the city did, I guess, a few years ago, is that on a particular project there was a drainage ditch issue, and the city went ahead and granted the permit to the developer. And so one of the city of Half Moon Bay's planning directors actually sued the city in Superior Court, and the court came down, I guess, last week, and not I guess, they came down last week, and they said, well, that's a no-no, you violated the Coastal Act, and therefore we're going to fine you $1,000 a day from the time in which the permit should have been issued. That's over $1 million that the city of Half Moon Bay is looking. Now, last year,
hey, payback, Half Moon Bay.
There was a settlement in a very famous
case on the coast there, which was known as the Beechwood development amongst the public, but it was the same type of thing. There was a development that the developer had gone through and done all the permits, did everything correctly, and the city in doing some work there had again created a drainage ditch situation where they created a wetland. You see, a wetland is any puddle that appears,
yes,
and is identified by one of the local activists. That's a wetland there. You have to go through the Coastal Commission and the Corps of Engineers, etc. Anyway, they lost in federal court, and Judge Vaughn Walker, the same judge that ruled to overturn Prop 8,
right,
ruled that in favor of the developer, and the city ended up settling for $18 million. That initially was over a $30 million thing. Our city is going bankrupt. Our city just had to turn over their police department to the sheriff's department. And there's nothing wrong with the sheriff's department. They do a great job.
This
is all part of the plan. That plan, that 1994 Coastal Protection Initiative, the whole idea was, frankly, to abandon the coast and to turn it into the GGNRA, which is the largest urban park in the world as we speak today.
They want to push people out of the rural areas into cities.
And I noticed you didn't mention Pacifica in this. Is there a reason for that?
Only because, yes, there is a reason for that, and
we're running out of time here. John, these are great questions, but, you know, we still have not talked about the initiative that you're trying to get signatures on.
Right.
To change the, so,
well,
so
I'm going to bail and let you get to that,
yeah,
Carl,
because I've got to take a quick...
really important.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
John, thanks for the questions.
You're welcome, and Oscar, good luck to you, buddy.
Thank you very much, John.
I can tell right now, Oscar, we're going to have you back on again so we can finish up some more of this because we're running out of time. Let me take a quick break here, though we have to. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Our guests are from the California Watershed Posse. But that's secondary right now to all the things that have happened to this man and his family just because they wanted to live on land they owned and the battles that they have had to fight. We'll be right back.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today. 241-7866. EstateGranite.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, we won't back down. And it seems like, Oscar, you're not backing down. This is our song. This is our last song here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Oscar Braun, and Joe Shaughnessy from the California Watershed Posse. We've been talking about the tremendous battle that Oscar's been having with the Sierra Club and the Board of Supervisors with San Mateo County that he's won.
Coastal Commission.
And the Coastal Commission that he's won, but at great cost. Now, because of this has led to this initiative.
That's correct.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this initiative. We've got like 7 minutes left.
Okay. First of all, you can find out everything that you need to know about the initiative by going to our campaign website. And again, that is California Bill of Rights, and that is cabillofrights.org. Not .com, but .org. cabillofrights.org. What you'll see there is text links leading you to all sorts of information about the initiative, and also will include the what is known as the title and summary from the Attorney General of the State of California, and the opinion of the legislative analyst from the Legislative Analyst Office. And I want to spend a few moments just in talking about that.
Sure.
And this clearly defines, you know, what is this initiative? Well, I told you that the name of it is the California Bill of Rights. That is not what it'll be if we're fortunate enough to qualify it for the ballot. They may call it Prop 72.
Right.
We have no idea. The state has full control over what they call it, the Secretary of State. But so let's just go to what the Legislative Analyst Office says. And first of all, they said, we have received a proposal, and you can see this online. You can read this. You can we have received a proposal of an initiative measure related to the unalienable natural rights of California. So these are this initiative is about the unalienable natural rights. You all remember the Declaration of Independence? We still hold these truths to be self-evident, that we have been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unalienable rights come from our God, from our Creator. And we all have them as a birthright. Government doesn't give you rights. Our Constitution doesn't give you rights, but they secure those rights that are, you know, come from natural law. And I'm going back to the text of what the legislative analyst has said. This measure purports to place fundamental limitations on the state's authority to make laws. So this will limit limited government. Means limited laws. And also to administrate programs and regulations. And this is the most important one. And raise revenues pertaining to the use. This will prohibit the state's ability to raise revenue pertaining to the use of air, water, land, and other natural resources in the state. I have taken the 9th and 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. 9th and 10th Amendment, of course, that means the 9th and 10th portion of the Bill of Rights. And I'm including them into the state constitution, California Constitution. It'll be the first time in history this has been done in the United States. And they will become part of our state constitution. And what I have done, the 9th Amendment says... The Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution are unalienable rights. List those rights. First through eighth is what we've listed. The 9th Amendment says we haven't listed all our unalienable rights here. There's just too many of them. So even those that aren't listed here are just as powerful and empowering as those that we have listed. That's the 9th Amendment. We're including that in California, and we are spelling it out. And we have an unalienable right to air. And to water, and to food. This initiative will stop the regulations that both the federal government and the state of California does in taking our water rights away from us, from knocking down our dams, for charging us to exhale, which is your carbon,
carbon footprint there. Yeah, I got it.
So et cetera, et cetera.
So what you're doing is
all our lands, it'll eliminate taxation and any types of fees on Habitat for Humanity, which means all our property, no taxes, and no taxes on natural resources. This is going to be truly revolutionary, and a very bit as much as revolutionary as the Bear Flag Revolt in June of 1846 here in California, when a small group of settlers in Sonoma, 33 to be exact, led by a gentleman named William Ide, was told by General Santa Anna to abandon their lands, leave their livestock, and move east across the desert and take nothing with them. This is our revolution, and we're doing it at the ballot box. And the first step is to start with the petition. Contact the Reading Tea Party. You got a wonderful organization there. We talked to last night, and led by Aaron Ryan, and they can tell you how you can be proactive here in Shasta County, and we need your help.
Okay. Now, we're going to have you back on again. We've got like a minute left. But we appreciate the battle that you've gone through here to fight for your own rights here. And people have already gone to your website off our chat room. They're already spreading the word. They're already linking you to other places. You know, if there's going to be a fight, then let it start here.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing.
Well, I was contacted by Aaron a couple of days ago.
Yep.
And the battle starts right here in Shasta County. And this is the first call. Not call to arms, but
yep.
call to the petition.
Vote. Right.
Call to the petition.
Okay. Thank you so much, Oscar, for being here. Joe, you didn't get a chance to say, but I know you're here taking photos. Tomorrow, we've got the president of Shasta College, and our legal expert, Lucky Jazrani, is going to be talking about legal opinions and also bankruptcy.